Вариант 2. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Dialogue A.
I've got a sore throat and my chest hurts.
How long have you been like this?
2 or 3 days now.
I should think you've got flu. There's a lot of it about.
What do you advise?
Take this prescription to the chemist's and then go straight to bed.
Dialogue B.
And do you have any particular requirements for diet?
Well, I'm nearly a vegetarian. Not quite.
Shall I say you are? It's probably easier that way.
That would be best.
Anything about your actual room?
I would prefer my own facilities. En suite, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Is that all?
Well, I'm really serious about improving my English, so I'd prefer to be the only guest, if that's possible.
Dialogue C.
So, Mrs. Walker, this is your bed, and as you can see, there are 7 other beds in the ward. Have you got everything you need?
Yes, I think so. And I've only brought a few belongings with me.
Good. You can see the reasons why we ask you to do that. The cupboard is really very small. And have you arranged for anyone to bring any changes of nightwear and other clean clothes?
Yes, my husband will deal with all that.
Dialogue D.
That's a very well-attended course, so there's a number of tutorial times. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All at 9 o'clock.
Can't I choose the time?
You have to talk to the lecturer on the course. Dr. Roberts is his name.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again.
Dialogue A.
I've got a sore throat and my chest hurts.
How long have you been like this?
2 or 3 days now.
I should think you've got flu. There's a lot of it about.
What do you advise?
Take this prescription to the chemist's and then go straight to bed.
Dialogue B.
And do you have any particular requirements for diet?
Well, I'm nearly a vegetarian. Not quite.
Shall I say you are? It's probably easier that way.
That would be best.
Anything about your actual room?
I would prefer my own facilities. En suite, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Is that all?
Well, I'm really serious about improving my English, so I'd prefer to be the only guest, if that's possible.
Dialogue
C.
So, Mrs. Walker, this is your bed, and as you can see, there are 7 other beds in the ward. Have you got everything you need?
Yes, I think so. And I've only brought a few belongings with me.
Good. You can see the reasons why we ask you to do that. The cupboard is really very small. And have you arranged for anyone to bring any changes of nightwear and other clean clothes?
Yes, my husband will deal with all that.
Dialogue D.
That's a very well-attended course, so there's a number of tutorial times. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All at 9 o'clock.
Can't I choose the time?
You have to talk to the lecturer on the course. Dr. Roberts is his name.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
Am I happy where I live now? I am. It's because my apartment is big and new. It's very comfortable. I can do whatever I want. The neighbourhood is smart, the people around are nice, and it actually is very convenient because there are many stores, cinemas, and restaurants around. Buses always run on time. I really like it.
Speaker B.
No, I'm not happy where I live at all. I'm terrified to go home at night because of the hooligans and the drug dealers. I'm afraid of burglars when I'm at home. My neighbour's car was stolen from his garage at night and never found. We also have a big rat problem. There are thousands of them in the streets, even at daytime. So I can say there's nothing positive about my hometown.
Speaker C.
There's only one bad thing to say about my hometown. I live on a small island, so there's not much to do here. There's not much entertainment. There's no restaurants or movie theatres, so it's really quiet. Some people would say it's very boring, but I think you have to find other things to do, like learning to play a musical instrument or playing chess. It's also a good idea to take up writing stories. Living on an island makes a difference.
Speaker D.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I like the fact that my family are close by, that I have really good friends close by. I know my hometown is really small and quiet. It's a very close-knit community, and I like that. It's not always ideal, because there's not so much to do. But there are a lot of good places to go to. Bright lights of a big city are within an hour's drive, so really I'm quite fortunate. I do not fancy living in a big city.
Speaker E.
Am I happy where I live now? I would have to say no. I am not happy. I live next to a really busy street that has traffic 24 hours a day, and a hospital just down the block, so I hear sirens every day, and it's one of the busiest and biggest cities in the world. So I would have to say no. It's too busy and too loud and filled with pollution.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Speaker A.
Am I happy where I live now? I am. It's because my apartment is big and new. It's very comfortable. I can do whatever I want. The neighbourhood is smart, the people around are nice, and it actually is very convenient because there are many stores, cinemas, and restaurants around. Buses always run on time. I really like it.
Speaker B.
No, I'm not happy where I live at all. I'm terrified to go home at night because of the hooligans and the drug dealers. I am afraid of burglars when I'm at home. My neighbour's car was stolen from his garage at night and never found. We also have a big rat problem. There are thousands of them in the streets, even at daytime. So I can say there's nothing positive about my hometown.
Speaker C.
There's only one bad thing to say about my hometown. I live on a small island, so there's not much to do here. There's not much entertainment. There's no restaurants or movie theatres, so it's really quiet. Some people would say it's very boring, but I think you have to find other things to do, like learning to play a musical instrument or playing chess. It's also a good idea to take up writing stories. Living on an island makes a difference.
Speaker D.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I like the fact that my family are close by, and that I have really good friends close by. I know my hometown is really small and quiet. It's a very close-knit community, and I like that. It's not always ideal, because there's not so much to do. But there are a lot of good places to go to. Bright lights of a big city are within an hour's drive, so really I'm quite fortunate. I do not fancy living in a big city.
Speaker E.
Am I happy where I live now? I would have to say no. I am not happy. I live next to a really busy street that has traffic 24 hours a day, and a hospital just down the block, so I hear sirens every day, and it's one of the busiest and biggest cities in the world. So I would have to say no. It's too busy and too loud and filled with pollution.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad today, thank you, Jane. How are you? How did you go in the exams?
I'm not sure. I haven't got all my results yet. But I'm so glad we're coming up to the end of the semester. I really need a holiday, so I'm going camping with some friends. What are you doing over the semester break, Steve?
I haven't got any plans yet. I don't really have enough money to fly home. I suppose I could get a part-time job and earn some money, but I don't really want to. Then again, maybe I could start studying for next semester.
I thought about doing some summer courses, but I decided that's not a good idea. I need a break or I'll get stale. I need to do something completely different. You do too. Why don't you join me and my friends on the camping trip?
Well, I don't know really. Would your friends mind?
No, of course not. They'd be happy to have you along. We're going down to the Royal National Park. Have you been there yet?
No, I haven't. It's somewhere south of Sydney, isn't it?
Yes, it's about 30 kilometres south of Sydney.
And what's the park like? Is it on the coast or inland?
It's on the coast, but it's very big, over 15,000 hectares. And there are a couple of rivers, especially one big one, the Hacking.
Can you do anything on this river? Can we go on it?
Oh, yeah, lots. You can hire boats, go boating, rowboats.
Rowboats? Hey, that sounds fun. And what about scuba diving or horse riding? Can we do any of those things?
Well, there isn't much point in scuba diving around there, as there aren't any reefs or anything, so there's not much underwater life. And because it's a national park, domestic animals aren't allowed.
So what equipment do we need to bring with us if we're going? Do we have to carry all our food for a week?
No. We've organised for the food to go down with a van, so we don't have to carry too much. You know Dave's van. It's a camper with a fridge and cooking things. So we needn't bother with that. But you'll need to bring a sleeping bag. I've got an extra one I can lend you if you haven't got one.
And what type of clothes should I bring? Like, what's the weather going to be like?
Bathers. Definitely bathers, because there are beaches and the river. You can swim in the river. There's some beautiful little swimming holes with waterfalls in the river. Good hiking boots. Strong boots and socks. I think you need a few pairs of socks, because if they get wet, it's often difficult to dry them. Otherwise, whatever you prefer to hike in. If you like shorts, that's okay.
And what about my bicycle? Should I bring that?
Not really. Well, you could. There are places to cycle. But none of us are cycling this time.
Oh, that's a bit of a pity. I rather like cycling, but not really on my own.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad today, thank you, Jane. How are you? How did you go in the exams?
I'm not sure. I haven't got all my results yet. But I'm so glad we're coming up to the end of the semester. I really need a holiday, so I'm going camping with some friends. What are you doing over the semester break, Steve?
I haven't got any plans yet. I don't really have enough money to fly home. I suppose I could get a part-time job and earn some money, but I don't really want to. Then again, maybe I could start studying for next semester.
I thought about doing some summer courses, but I decided that's not a good idea. I need a break or I'll get stale. I need to do something completely different. You do too. Why don't you join me and my friends on the camping trip?
Well, I don't know really. Would your friends mind?
No, of course not. They'd be happy to have you along. We're going down to the Royal National Park. Have you been there yet?
No, I haven't. It's somewhere south of Sydney, isn't it?
Yes, it's about 30 kilometres south of Sydney.
And what's the park like? Is it on the coast or inland?
It's on the coast, but it's very big, over 15,000 hectares. And there are a couple of rivers, especially one big one, the Hacking.
Can you do anything on this river? Can we go on it?
Oh, yeah, lots. You can hire boats, go boating, rowboats.
Rowboats? Hey, that sounds fun. And what about scuba diving or horse riding? Can we do any of those things?
Well, there isn't much point in scuba diving around there, as there aren't any reefs or anything, so there's not much underwater life. And because it's a national park, domestic animals aren't allowed.
So what equipment do we need to bring with us if we're going? Do we have to carry all our food for a week?
No. We've organised for the food to go down with a van, so we don't have to carry too much. You know Dave's van? It's a camper with a fridge and cooking things. So we needn't bother with that. But you'll need to bring a sleeping bag. I've got an extra one I can lend you if you haven't got one.
And what type of clothes should I bring? Like, what's the weather going to be like?
Bathers. Definitely bathers, because there are beaches and the river. You can swim in the river. There's some beautiful little swimming holes with waterfalls in the river. Good hiking boots. Strong boots and socks. I think you need a few pairs of socks, because if they get wet, it's often difficult to dry them. Otherwise, whatever you prefer to hike in. If you like shorts, that's okay.
And what about my bicycle? Should I bring that?
Not really. Well, you could. There are places to cycle. But none of us are cycling this time.
Oh, that's a bit of a pity. I rather like cycling, but not really on my own.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.
This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.